When the call went out from the Petaluma Museum for items to display in a planned exhibit about the Vietnam War, Tony Lazzarini was quick to respond. Once a helicopter door gunner in that war, Lazzarini has made a documentary film and written at length about the experiences he shared there with his comrades in arms. So he was ready to contribute to the exhibit himself and helped recruit other items as well. The exhibit is titled The Vietnam Experience, A Soldier's Story. Lazzarini says it was carefully prepared to be non-political, but educational, even, or maybe especially, for those who lived through those years.
It's important that people attend because they're going to find out from the people who are actually there what took place. There's a great educational program to tell people the difference between the fact and the fictions of the Vietnam War. They'll be able to find out the percentage of who was drafted, who was volunteered, what the religions there were. It'll answer a lot of questions about things that a lot of us veterans feel were misrepresented in some of the local news media at that time.
The intent, he adds, is to offer a realistic, multifaceted view of what that firsthand experience was like for the servicemen and women involved.
People will be able to see artifacts and equipment that were used in Vietnam. There's a great display put on by the women's nurses that were in Vietnam. They have their own story to tell. There's also different types of equipment, the uniforms. There's a complete aviation display. There's going to be a North Vietnamese Army display. You'll be able to see the equipment and the uniforms worn by the North Vietnamese Army.
Helping to organize that aspect of the exhibit was Kim Chi Moyer, a Santa Rosa woman who chairs the Sonoma Vietnamese Association. So there are also uniforms, medals, and even metal lunchboxes from Vietnamese soldiers on display as well. Artifacts that underscore some of the similarities between the two sides.
These are just young boys, 18, 19, 20 years old, 22 years old, at the same time on the Vietnamese side. They were just young boys as well. I'm sure these American boys had a dream, wanted to play football, or the Vietnamese boy would want to get married. And somehow they were put in this situation to fight together. I think some of us don't want to shoot at each other, but we were put in that situation.
Moyer also made sure there are elements of her native culture included, because, she says, as overwhelming as the war was, it wasn't their entire life.
As a kid growing up in the war, there were bombs, there were rockets, but after the bomb dropped and the rocket blown up, we just get up and we say, okay, let's go play some games, and what kind of ice cream can we get?
Time has softened some of the harsh polarization that surrounded the war in the 1960s and 70s, and surviving Vietnam veterans are now warmly applauded in community parades. But Lazzarini notes their numbers are dwindling fast.
Unfortunately, and we've already lost 2/3 of our Vietnam veterans, and we are losing our Vietnam veterans at the rate of 300 a day. I think it's important for the veterans to, one, be recognized and to see that their story is told accurately and that the public has an opportunity to actually thank these guys.
The Vietnam Experience exhibit at the Petaluma Museum runs through November 28th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.